views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia with Dr. Bree Gibbs, brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion.
For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com.
Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, everyone, today to Silver Gaia Radio. And Catherine Lehman's with me. I'm so excited. And it's Monday, and we're doing it again. We've been gone for a while.
We have. Yes.
I know.
Yes.
So how you been?
I've been in the process of ascension. Up and down and all around, and feel like I've been turned inside out. And here I am, and it's good. It's all good.
Isn't that great? I mean, people are like in fear of this ascension, right? It's like, why?
Why?
It's like, don't have to be afraid. You know, you and I will have different opinions about it. And, you know, everybody does. But, you know, the one thing is some people are saying it's a myth that people are leaving the planet of the ascension. And some people are saying it's not. What do you think?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, let's see if I can make it a short answer. I think it's just like you said, it's an individual perspective, because if we truly do live in a holographic universe, which I believe we do, we are creating our reality all the time. And so it depends on the reality you live in. If you believe that there are some that are leaving the planet and some that are not, then it's two different realities, two different holograms, and both are right.
Mm-hmm. And then I've seen people that really cannot handle the vibration.
Right.
And say, I can't handle this. And they're gone.
They are gone.
That's my personal, what I've seen.
I've seen people, particularly the older generation in late 70s on up, really not being able to handle the vibration so well. And there seems to be a mass exodus there. And I'm finding a lot, I don't know if you've encountered this, but I have people not being able to handle it. So much light coming in, and it feels very dark to them. And so a lot of suicide, I've been on suicide watch. I've been really dealing with suicidal people that just, they're just so in the dark.
Right. I've been dealing with people in fear, and it's like, there's nothing to fear. How can you fear nothing but love coming to the planet? Right. And so, but I have to say a lot gentler than that. Right. It's all love.
It is.
So when Venus went into retrograde and shot all the love into the planet, right. And out into the universe, because we're encompassing all of it anyway. And it's like, wow, guys, it's love. And so some people are having a hard time feeling love. And this is what I was getting from somebody I had talked to. Is, and it really got to me, what this person said to me is, I don't know how to love myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, maybe that could be some of the problem.
Bingo. I would agree with that. You know, what I have seen, that leads right into what I have seen, is that there is a collection of past lives that are coming to the forefront. The old karma, dharma, all of that with religious persecution, control issues, making sure we don't love ourselves.
Right.
But loving ourselves is the only way through the ascension process. And ascension means nothing more than awakening to who
right.
we really are and carrying the source of light in our bodies. You know, but we're dealing with a lot of mind control that has ensued for thousands of years, and we're trying to break through that ceiling. And it's not easy.
Well, and you know, you're really right. And I brought this up in our shows, and you know, you've been off doing your journey, and I've kind of been doing mine. So we've had some fill-in shows here, right? Here's the thing that got me is I'm seeing stuff saying you have to heal from the third dimension. No.
No, you can't heal from the third.
Because we wouldn't be here if there's nothing to heal from.
It's like.
It's done.
It's done. It's over. And also you can't heal where the problems were created. You got to get above it.
Right. Right. So even I know, and people are out there saying, well, you spend this $3,000 to $5,000 a year with me and I'm going to do this. Right. And I've been on a rampage about this and I can't bring up the person who's doing it. Right. But it's like, quit being in fear. You don't need to take these classes. You've already gone through it. We're here, you know. So you really healed your stuff. You ascended into the higher vibration, you know. And it's like, I just don't even know how much more I can say about it. I'll get on a darn soapbox today about it because I'm tired of hearing and saying, we have to heal. No, you've already healed. Now, have I said that strong enough?
Well, there you go. But people, you know what I say to people is they're attached to their stories because they have no other form of identity.
Right.
Okay. So they're attached to their stories. And that's what's causing the problem is because their mind can't go to this new reality because there's no story created there. And so they don't have anything to replace it yet. So I'm helping them create one.
Wow. So what do you tell them?
Well, part of what I do is if we all create our own hologram and we create it through, you know, the law of attraction, which is we use our imagination to create what we want, what we desire. We imagine it. Then we have to use our imagination to create the new hologram, to create the new story. And in that hologram, I am already healed. And in that hologram, I am already loved. So,
right, right.
You know?
No, I agree. And, you know, our good friend Judy Callie, right?
Right.
I was talking to her and I was saying, you know, I was in Costco, right, doing some shopping, right, getting some things I needed, right? And I got the right word going again. And I was like, I couldn't walk right. I'm telling, you know, Teresa, our business partner and everything, right, and the backbone of the company for us, right, and going, I feel weird. I can't walk right. Like, what the heck? And all of a sudden, I was like, wow. And I came out of it, and I shouldn't have been driving home, but I drove home. Luckily, she was driving at the time. We went and had something to eat, and I went home. I could hardly eat. It was like, what's going on? Well, then I found out, you know, as above, so below, all around and within, right? And I called Judy because, you know, we need to always get advice. You know, we don't know it all, so we always have to check on things. Like I call you or I call whoever I call, right?
Well, of course, of course.
And if we're that smart where we don't need to call, we got a problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, and then I found out, oh, now I know why. Because, you know, I blended with the Mother Goddess, right? And I ended up going in all the dimensions. And I'm going, okay, that makes sense to me because it was a question I had. That was I losing it? Was getting kind of weird here? You know, was I way out there? Yes, we know I'm way out there anyway. But there's so many people going into their golden bodies right now. And this is one thing I want to bring out. So they're going from third dimension. Forget about third dimension because it was just a light way. So now we're in the fifth light, right? Okay. So we're going from the dimensional body into your light bodies. And then there's a lot of people ascending into their golden bodies. And that's what this dizziness and different feelings are. They really seeing these colors like an aura outside their eyes or whatever, they're ascending into the golden body. How can you not be happy about that?
Right.
Well, what is there to fear about that one, Catherine?
Well, they, you know, what they do is they feel they don't have any control. You know, they don't understand. So as once it's explained to them, then it helps to take away the fear. I know I personally have been like you, like I'll be walking and all of a sudden I feel like, you know, all unbalanced, like right. It's hard to walk, right? Mm-hmm. Or I'm, you know, I've recently been going through, you know, some stuff with my skin, and, you know, people, the healers I've gone to have said, yeah, you're releasing all the body karma. And there's, you know, people don't understand that we have an emotional karma and we have a separate karma, which is a physical karma. That means mm-hmm. karma means memory. And our bodies sometimes have different memories than we do, emotionally or spiritually. And it needs to purge too, because if we're ascending and we're taking our bodies with us, then they need to also go through the ascension process. And so all of these physical maladies are showing up in different ways for different people. And I tell them, yes, go to the doctor and get checked out to appease your mind.
Right. But that's that we have to legally tell them that, though.
Right. And then I said, you know, and get on my computer, which is, of course, light wave energy for healing mm-hmm. and balancing. You know, it's all scalar waves for healing and balancing.
Right. Well, we have a minute before we take a break. And that's so true, because, you know, if they would just balance and stay in a love state, so take their thoughts out of their mind and put them in their heart, whole different reality for themselves.
Right. Absolutely.
A whole different reality. I mean, if they would just look at that. So let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more Silver Guy Radio and Catherine Lehman.
Awesome.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Catherine, I want to talk about something while you were gone and what happened with me with my own personal ascension. So one day I wake up and I can't see right and my eyes are all red. What the heck? So I couldn't put my contacts in. It hurt to put my contacts in, right? And the redness was showing up actually about 2 months before that, but not to the point where it was hurting my eyes. So I go to the eye doctor, and she goes, oh, my gosh, your eyes are allergic to the contacts or something. They're trying to figure out, putting in drops and everything right in my eyes. And, I mean, they looked awful. The eyelids inside were all swollen and red. And so I said, okay, well, I guess I got to wear glasses. So I bought glasses, right, for the computer and for to see and drive and everything, right? And as soon as I got done going into the golden body, guess what? My eyes went back to being able to wear contacts, and I have glasses now. But I want to talk about the physical effect, because you know how I've been complaining about this weight I gained, right? Mm-hmm. I found out I had to gain the weight to bring it to even the Mother Goddess, right? To bring the messages through for her. And I'm not talking about Gaia. I'm talking about the Mother Goddess of Goddesses, right? And so I had to gain the weight for that. My vision had to change. But she got hooked on junk food for a while. And it was like, okay, we're done. My body can't handle that no more. But what happened was, during the time of the rest of this ascension happening to bring her messages forward, because I'm just representing her, right? I'm the voice for her, right?
Okay.
And I am not her. I want to get that out on the air, because there's a big difference between being a host right. for somebody
right.
and doing the job that I do. So here's the thing is the other day when it was completely done, which was done by all the councils of light and everything, because it wasn't something that somebody else could just do for me, right? Or I couldn't do it. And, you know, it wasn't like we could just bring in, she came in through the Golden Heart Center. But for this ascension, I had to gain weight. I had to lose my vision for a little bit. And I had to take time off the air because I couldn't see to do this stuff. I couldn't even wear glasses at that time, right? And I'm going, you know what? Even with those things happening with my body, because I can't talk about anybody else's, I was not in fear. During that time, I could not see. I was on my couch. I mean, I could see to watch TV or whatever, right? But I couldn't read. I couldn't be on the computer, do my shows. And I was like, during that time, I was able to sit back and look at me.
Nice.
And see what I needed to change. Not so much heal, but change to raise into that body that I didn't know I was even going into. And which would be the golden body.
Sweet.
So now I'm hearing people are talking about this. The other thing I want to bring up is everybody is using the word goddess so loosely now. And, you know, I'm all about the goddess energy since I've been a child, right? So what I want to put out there today, and I want your opinion about it, is goddess stands for Guardians of Developing Society. God stands for Guardian of Developing Society. Men and women that are on this journey and may have been a goddess or not. I don't know. I'm not going to, you know, say yes or no, right? That's not my place. I just know that that's what it means, that we are guardians of the society. So now that we're in the fifth light and the sixth light wants to open up right behind it real soon, sooner than anybody even realizes, and I'm already hitting the seventh and seeing stuff, what I need to talk about now. Do you think people can understand that they are guardians of the planet and universe?
I think so. I think not the mass population by a long shot yet, but there are people who are waking up to that fact, because that's happening right in my office. When I take people through a guided deep soul journey, mm-hmm. They recognize themselves and they recognize that they are guardians and that they have certain missions that they need to do energetically. You know, it isn't about when people come to me now and they say, you know, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I feel like I'm supposed to be doing. What's my purpose in my life? And it's, I have to get them into a state of mind that, because they're looking for it from a third dimensional point of view. Am I supposed to be a healer, a doctor, a lawyer, whatever? And I go, no, there's something totally different. And then by taking them through this guided journey, they get their own aha, so I don't have to tell them. And then when they get it, they believe it.
Right.
That kind of thing. But they are guardians, and how, and we have to use our energy, the energy of love, the energy of positive, thinking, whatever we mean, the energy of beauty.
Mm-hmm.
We can no longer do it in a third dimensional way. It has to be energetic.
Right. So, right. And I agree with that. So if they're going, if they get it out of their mind and into their heart, they'll be out of that third dimensional thinking.
Right. Right.
So what would you suggest for them to be able to do their own meditation with those right now that we have?
I would, the biggest hurdle mm-hmm. is to get the mind peaceful enough mm-hmm. to settle down enough to be able mm-hmm. to hear. And so I teach them a very simple meditation right now. And they, you breathe in on the, and when you breathe in, the tip of the tongue is to the back of the front teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And you breathe in thinking the word so, S-O. Mm-hmm. And when you breathe out, you drop the tongue down and you breathe out through your mouth and you think the word hum, H-U-M. Mm-hmm. And so for 2 minutes, if they do that breathing, their mind goes into a state of peace. Because so hum means peace. It's mm-hmm. an ancient Sanskrit word for peace. So that's where it has to start. And then that allows for other information to come to them. It's not that their mind has to be peaceful all the time. I'm not saying that, because their mind's going to discharge stress while they're meditating. But if they can keep coming back to that so hum and just keep taking deep breaths and relaxing their bellies and relaxing their tongue, then they're going to create a space around them to get an aha.
I get that. I've made sure that I keep my tongue off the top of my mouth, because otherwise you go 90 miles an hour.
Right.
You're yawning and I'm going, okay, I can't talk, right? We're doing real good today.
Yep. It's that time of day from 11 to 12. I don't know what it is, but from 11 to 12, I yawn all the time. So
you're just releasing something. We'll figure it out. But, there's a meditation that I do and I've taught my students. Listen to this. So it's called Primus, bringing the golden energy.
What?
Primus.
Okay.
So they're bringing in the golden energy from spirit, taking it down through the crown chakra, all the way down to Gaia, taking it back up. Once they stay a little bit down with Gaia, right? And then take it back up to spirit and stay a little bit up there and come back and settle all that energy in your heart chakra. Whoa, it's powerful.
Right. Most and people don't know the difference between the spiritual heart chakra, though, and the emotional heart chakra.
Right.
So, that spiritual heart chakra is that cyan or turquoise color that sits right under the thymus on the bone there.
Right.
And that is what heals heaven and earth. That's what brings mm-hmm. two together. So that's right. Awesome what you do.
Mm-hmm. And so I've been having them do that lately because, I used to teach that a long time ago. And I said, I want them to try that again. And it's working in a whole nother different energetic way. Isn't that wild?
That is. That's awesome. One of the things that people are also talking about in the ascension process is that their metabolism mm-hmm. is different and that their taste buds are different. And I say, just go with it for a while. Just go with the flow and see where it takes you. Don't worry about, this, that, and well, I used to be able to eat meat and I can't eat meat anymore. Or I used to be able to, eat salads and I can't eat salads anymore. I said, your body's changing.
Mm-hmm.
Just go with it, just go with it.
Right. No, I agree with that because, I've ate some really weird stuff lately and you too, huh? If they could see the Skype camera going on right now, they'd be laughing at that face. but just really weird stuff that I would never normally eat. And then all of a sudden it's just like gone. It's like, okay, that's gone now,
Yeah, thank goodness.
But it all has to do with the ascension, but a lot of people are saying, well, we should eat from the vine or we should be doing this and stuff. And, and yes, we should be. But there's only so much we can do. So the one thing I tell people, bless your food before you eat it.
Bless it. Yep. Bless mm-hmm. it. It all has the I am consciousness in it.
Correct.
Whether some has you know, some of the foods have more I am consciousness in it than others, but still it's always the I am consciousness is in everything. Mm-hmm. It's in every cell of our body.
Right.
You know?
So it's going to release what we don't need and what's not going to serve us in the highest of light anyway then.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Cool. Cool. So we have about 2 minutes left. So the one thing is on this journey that you've been on to raise your consciousness, have you felt like you've had to take a break from people and away from people?
I certainly have. And I recently, you know, I see it as a spiral, you know, we're spiraling up in our awareness. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have to spiral down into the basement
right.
to pick up the stuff that needs to be spiraled up, you know. And so I see it as kind of the double helix, one spiral going down and one spiral going up, because it's kind of like that energy. And so I had to go back to my hometown recently and put myself in a bubble, kind of cocoon myself, because I had to go down into the basement and bring up a lot of those memories in order for my body to heal. And so, yes, there are times where I have to step away. Otherwise, I get too many people's energies and everything gets too jumbled and too convoluted and I can't hear a thing.
No, I agree. Well, we have to take another quick break and we'll be back for Silver Gaia Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraluce.com. That's SaraLoos.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Every day is another opportunity to bring magic into our world and create the reality we want to live. Intuitive Juliana Salovia and the Lady of Light New Age Boutique are here to help you on your journey. Whether you're looking for a reading, a workshop, or a class, or the latest in unique metaphysical products or jewelry, the Lady of Light New Age Boutique has it all. Visit inspirednewage.com to schedule a session or class and feel the energy of the Lady of Light.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Catherine, I want like I said, we should during the break, we were talking about the emotional body and how it's affecting everyone's emotional body.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I think that's fair, personally.
It is. It all goes to fear.
And people are getting sick. I'm getting phone calls like, my whole neighborhood's sick.
Well, I have another way of looking at that, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get people to not look at it as being sick, but to say their body is detoxing, their mind-body is detoxing. And detoxing can make people feel sick, but really what all sickness is the body trying to detox and rid itself of energies that no longer belong in it. And so when I tell them they're not sick, that their just body is detoxing, that takes them out of some fear right there. Because,
right.
And I keep reminding people that the two most powerful words we have in the English language is I am.
Mm-hmm.
I am love, I am peace, I am. And that's mentioned, the words I am are mentioned in every culture, everywhere in their own language. And our body is filled with the I am presence. So we have to remember that in our innate intelligence and our emotions. Our mind needs to remember that because people are all over the emotional map. I mean, look at how there's more killings than there's ever been. There's there's also more light and more love and people reaching out to each other. You know, I had the nicest time when I went back to Maine with people, just even in the hotels, how kind and sweet and generous they were.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the light emerging on the planet. And people, there's such a divide because so many people are going into such depression and despair. And it's because they lack the awareness of that love and that love vibration. They can't seem to tap into that. And it all boils down to not feeling worthy enough of having it.
You know, I've told people to put up little sticky notes. I love myself. I am worthy. You know, after my mother passed away, right? I had this, you know, the thing was like, I didn't feel I did good enough for her, right? And I know I did, right? But here's the thing. I had to put little sticky notes up. I am worthy. I love myself. I am not at fault. I did my job. You know, it was her journey. And that emotion made me sick. And then I had to take care of it and get detoxed and cleaned up and energetically, right? But, you know, that was 4 years ago. But the thing about it is even now it's affecting people so hard. They're like in fear. And it's like, why are you so in fear of something? And, you know, it was just getting to me because it's the unknown.
It is.
They're not so unknown. They're not going, what is the light body? What is the golden body? What is the light creator? We're no longer light workers. We're light creators now.
Right.
And that's everybody. It's not just people on the radio. It's not people that write a book. It could be the guy down the street that's building a beautiful garden.
Right. It's not just in some of us. It's in all of us.
It's in everyone. And so that's the one thing. But the emotional body, you're right. What else do you have to say about that?
Well, you know, again, it's kind of what I said earlier. It's about getting through the old paradigm of programming. That programming of not being good enough is so deeply established within our cellular memory, within our body, within our mind, within our soul. And we've been told that so for lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And that is the hardest one to detach from. And what I also remind people of is that a lot of the master teachers that walk this planet, every single one of them had to go through the journey of self-doubt in the ascension process. Because if you don't doubt yourself, you'll never look for the relief. You'll never look for the light. You won't ascend. So what I try to get them to realize is self-doubt is actually your ally because it's pushing you into the light. It's not your nemesis. It's your ally because without it, you wouldn't be evolving.
I'm so glad you say that because it was like, oh my gosh, she finally said exactly what I think. Because sometimes I wonder, you know, am I doing this right? Am I doing, you know, and I always check, like I call you or whoever, right? And I'm making sure. And it's like, you know, how many times have I called and said, do you think I might be kind of crazy because I'm thinking this? I mean, you know, we call people and say that. And it's like, you know, that doubt puts you back in alignment. It's not that, it's ego, because ego is going to say, oh, we did it completely right.
Right.
But that doubt, that self-doubt that we can have at times actually brings us back in alignment. You're right.
Yeah, but there's also another aspect to the ego. The shadow side of the ego can always constantly say, you did it wrong.
Right.
It can go either, you know, like the arrogance, or it can go into denial. And both of those are two extremes. Rather than coming into this place of saying, you know, I did the best I could, and mm-hmm. it's working. And it's working. And getting out of the woulda, coulda, shoulda reviews. Mm-hmm. That review, if people can't use the review to see, this is what I learned. So this was a good trip. You know, regardless, it was a good mm-hmm. trip because it brought me to this place. But if they use it to beat themselves up with, then they're missing the point and they're missing a golden opportunity to help themselves ascend.
Right. The other thing they need to do is embrace the ego with love.
Oh, yeah, because the ego is eventually going to support this whole process.
Correct.
The ego is meant to fall in love with the soul. Its first job is to try and squash it, mm-hmm. So to speak. But when it realizes it can't do that, and we become the hollow bone for the light that we really are, then the ego becomes enamored and falls in love with it and says, okay, it's like the little puppy. What can I do to support you? You know?
Right. Well, you know, what's really funny is I was going to a seminar about 3 years ago. I was doing a seminar and I channel Master Lehi, which is Nelva Magi, right? And I was trying to talk about Lemuria and I couldn't even do the Lemuria numbers. So I was like, what the heck? I said, I am so sorry. I have to sit down because Lehi wants to talk and he's an Elven Magi, right? And I was like, what the heck? So I sit down and, you know, I leave, my consciousness leave. He comes in and I get out and my friend says to me, he just said we're supposed to love our ego. That's the only message he wanted to get out. Then he left. I was like, okay, you got that across. But once you embrace and you love your ego, it goes into a whole nother, a whole nother ascension is what I want to say, a whole nother ascension of your ego.
Well, and the point is, you know, the biggest healer of all of this is to have a sense of humor. You know, if you can't laugh at yourself and you can't laugh at some of the ridiculousness of this stuff that goes on and we take it so seriously that we end up beating ourselves up, we've missed the point. It's like living with the consciousness of I often go to the symbol of the hangman in the tarot deck. He's hanging from a tree by his knees because he's trying to get another perspective and he's looking at life upside down and therefore, you know, gets a smile on his face because we need to lighten up. We just
I'm telling you.
The ascension thing way too seriously. Like fun with it.
There's people I know that will study all day. Will not take time even to go out and enjoy the flowers outside or walk outside.
They're missing it.
It's like, how can you study all day? You know, you have to have that break inside of you because otherwise you're going to miss everything else that's going all around.
No, because ascension is happening right where we're standing.
I know. So
some days the colors look brighter, the flowers look a little brighter, or the sky might, like a lady texted me yesterday and she said, man, the sky is a weird color. I've never seen it this color before. And I go, yeah, we're in the middle of the ascension. You know, it's going to change. We're in the middle of the Milky Way. She kept saying it looks kind of milky and the milkiness over the sun. I said, we're in the middle of the Milky Way. This is what's happening. We're ascending.
Right.
So, yeah.
A friend of mine, that works in the same office area in the Memphis store I'm in, right? Gave me this big, huge Merkaba. And I was just like, wow, thank you. It's a beautiful gift. It's behind me. And so anyway, but here's the thing. We're like in a Merkaba. And that's why I try to teach. You know, they say a matrix, but it's actually a Merkaba we're in. And well, it's like both of them are together in one. It's really strange right now, but it's helping us ascend.
I think it's called a Merkanah. The ascension one is like a Merkanah now.
Right.
And so it's got a lot more sides to it, but the Merkabah is its center point. And so, yes, where that's being activated, where that was turned off in our DNA thousands of years ago, and now it can't be turned. They're trying to turn it off because it's turning back on, and it can't happen because it's time. It's time for that process.
Right. No, they're not going to shut mine off. I'm sorry. I like this ascension. I'm sorry, but they're not going to turn mine off. I don't know about you.
Well, you know, the other thing that we're experiencing, you and I've talked some about this, is the exhaustion that we feel.
Right.
Because the gravitational pull on the earth is very different, and our bodies have to readjust to that. And we need to slow down so this cellular change can happen. If we're always go, 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 and the body's trying to go this way and it's trying to have all this energy come in at the same time, and it just exhausts it. It really hits the adrenals hard.
Right.
It's hard on the adrenals.
Right. I know for me, I know that sometimes I'll be up in the mornings, and then by 2-3 o'clock I'm a little lay down in bed after I've done all my work, right? Nothing done at home, just all this work I'm doing, right? And helping people, and it's like, well, I will lay down for a little bit. A friend of mine told me that when she was going through her ascension and everything that she was going through, that she had to, she laid in bed. She would do her shows from the bed, right? On the radio, right? Do her shows, right? And then she'd lay back down, eat a can of tuna fish, and go back to sleep. That's how tired she was, but she was still doing her shows because she was told to do it, right? So anyway, but yeah, that was just something. So we need to take a quick break. I'm back more with Catherine Lehman and myself and Silver Guy Radio.
To Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to The Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Catherine, you have Mount Shasta coming up. Let's talk about that.
Mount Shasta is in Northern California, mm-hmm. and it's a town. People can look it up, Mount Shasta, on the internet.
Right.
And according to the Dalai Lama, it's one of the most highest vibrations on the planet right now. And it mm-hmm. is all about the ascension. So
yes.
July 21st to the 28th, you and I and Teresa and some of us are going to Mount Shasta to work, to really enmesh in the ascension process. Mm-hmm. And there's a small group. And so if anybody wants to join us, they can call me. Okay. And but it's all about ascending and working with the divine feminine energies to balance out the masculine for the healing of the planet, for the healing of ourselves, and to really get us to move. And here's the thing, is that the people that go there will be moving into the 10th dimension.
Right.
They'll be moving out of the 5th and into the 10th. And they'll be oscillating back and forth. And then what they will be able to bring with them back home energetically is going to be pretty amazing, especially when they drink the water from there. It is going to be phenomenal what's going to happen for them. So I really encourage, I've got people coming of all ages, from their 30s into their late 70s, you know.
Right.
So they don't have to worry about, you know, geez, I've got this physical thing or that, and I can't do hiking. Mm-hmm. We're going to do some walking. And people, there are different things for people to do along the way, you know. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to worry about trying to keep up. And we are going to be so immersed in eating, we're going to have the highest vibrational water, very high organic local food. I mean, I'm just taking us all into that deep process. And then you're going to be there offering your Lemurian healings or whatever it is that people need to help with this ascension. Because let's face it, you know, a Mount Shasta is all about the Lemurian.
You know, to me, it's going home.
It is.
You know, it's like, I get to go home for a week. Come on.
Right.
You know, and so I'll be doing the ancient Lemurian shamanic healings and do DNA repairs and check for blockages, anything that has to be done. And that's going to be a great thing we're going to be doing up there. I know it's on my website.
Well, we'll be meeting with, I'm taking a group to meet Diane Robbins, who was the original channel for Telos, the inner city that still currently exists and is becoming even more alive than ever inside Mount Shasta. And the community that lives within is really beginning to communicate with those of us on the outside, and we'll be able to meet with her. And she's channeled some amazing books on the crystals, on the dolphins and the whales, on the trees. They're all talking to her, and we'll have an opportunity to meet her. People can find her at Diane Robbins, at Diane is two N's, robbins.com. But to really learn about the inner city of Telos, Telos, and people can go to my website, katherinelehman.com, or mountshastajourney.net, and find all the information, or they can call me. My number is there.
Give out your number, though, please.
951-313-8541.
Mm-hmm. And your website?
Is Catherine, and that's KathrinLeeman.com.
Okay, great.
And it's under retreats, I think. You have to go to the drop-down box and find it under retreats.
Right. Or they can call Silver Gaia and and we'll give that that information out too.
And our phone number. Four spaces left. So
how many?
I only have four left, so people need to jump on board. And
no, that's great. And if you only have four spots left, I'm telling you guys, you need to go there because this is going to be an event you won't forget. I'm excited to go up into the vortexes and get all the healing stuff I want to get done. And
I will be going to Fairy Falls.
I know. How can we not like fairies, right? My office is full of them. Oh, we got St. Francis in here too and other things. Here's the thing. Is this retreat is going to help so many people with what they've been going through. It's going to help them to understand. And I'm not even saying healing, that you're going to understand your journey.
That's just it. You know, people who came last year, some of them are coming back this year, even from the East Coast, because it propelled them so much into their whole nother journey. I mean, some people ended up leaving their jobs and going someplace else. I mean, it really put them on their path of ascension happened instead of a difficult way. It just unfolded because once you stepped into that wholeheartedly, there's no going back.
Mm-mm.
No,
not at all. And, I'm really excited about it. And Teresa's really excited. We're going to be up there doing a bunch of stuff and enjoying ourselves. And it's like, wow, I could talk about this forever because I'm so excited to go back to Shasta.
The other thing is what they experienced is people stepped into such a high vibration of love that, by the end of the week, nobody wanted to go home. I mean, everybody was felt like, such a spiritual family, and they were all loving each other in such a beautiful way. And that right there is how we are meant to live in community. We created that aloha feeling of in that community, and it's just amazing. And the fact that people are coming back.
So the one thing I want to tell people, a lot of people are going, okay, well, Lemuria was over in Hawaii. Well, I want to explain that real quick. It starts from the Canadian border on the Pacific Northwest, goes all the way around to through the Hawaiian Islands, goes through the Japans, and it ends up over in Greece. And the Atlantis was on the other side of the Atlantic. So I want people to get that. I want to get that out right now. I've been teaching about Lemuria for a very long time. When I came here, they're saying, we've never heard of this. What is this all about? I was like going, okay, I know it's gone for 30 years, but what happened to the teachers that knew about this before this, right? So I will be up there talking about it also with Catherine, and we're going to be doing some amazing things and having fun and staying in love safe. So here's the thing, is the planet now is in the fifth light, and that is the beginning time of Lemuria. And I want that you guys to say one more time, we're in the fifth light, fifth dimension, whatever you want to call it. Dimension is the third dimensional world. I've been instructed by the Mother Goddess to say the fifth light. And then the sixth light and seventh light. But here's the thing. We're at the beginning time. So here we can start over in the new light and understand it a lot better. And this time we're not leaving. We're going to keep raising that vibration. Right, Catherine?
We are. And people are seeing that there's the division between the old ways. We can see that politically is that the old ways are trying to be reestablished because they are so in fear.
Right.
And yet those of us that are carrying the light, we come next government time, we're going to have a whole new sense of light in our government.
And peace and harmony. I'm going to put that out there right now. Peace and harmony.
All right.
Yep. It's going to be great. Yep. All right. So we have 1 minute left. So I'm going to let everybody know I'm doing some special healing work, and I've done discount rates, and I have it on my website. But go to silvergaia.com. You're going to see that. Dr. Bree is giving back to the community, to the planet. We're doing planetary work. A lot of things are happening. And I think that's it. And we will see you guys all next week. Not next week, in 2 weeks on Silver Gaia Radio.
You've been listening to Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs the second and fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or Silver Gaia Radio, visit silvergaia.com, and we'll see you next time.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.